I'm going to show you how, exactly how, you're supposed to inspect the loss and find the damage so that you could actually determine whether it's a good claim to file or not. Let's look at it right now in 3, 2, 1. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Commercial Claim Show. I'm going to show you now how to just really inspect the loss. So in one of our week's videos, in the vandalism video, if you click right up here, you can take a look at that. You saw basically how I scoped the loss, right? How I'm just writing it all up and I'm spotting different things. Here, we actually have a client of ours who isn't a client of ours, actually. The client is actually a public adjusting firm that hired us to go inspect the loss, put together a damage assessment, put together an estimate so that they could present it to the insurance company. So something that we can do for you, comment down below, information down below. You could contact myself, Elite Resolutions, and Commercial Claims Advocate if you need inspections and if you need estimates for yourself. But what I'm going to show you is I'm kind of coming in here blind. I don't really know what I'm looking for, but because of my experience, I know how to find what we're looking for. So the first thing I did, honestly, number one, is I just asked the client, hey, can you show me the damage? Where is the damage? What are we looking at? What's going on here? And she pointed me right in the direction of where the damage was. And what's funny is I've already gone in here, but we're going to go back in here now, is we noticed some damage, but then it was actually after we almost walked away where we noticed additional damage that changed the entire value of the estimate. So let's show you right now. We'll take you in. Come on, let's go. Right, so the first thing that was shown to us was this right here. And basically what this is it's just damage that we have to the floor, and we have some water damage here. And you can see that there's some damage here. So the first thing that I think of when I see damage, and especially it's to a wall, I want to know what's going on the other side of this wall. But I also noticed that there's probably been a mitigation company out here or somebody, because there's an X, baseboard's been removed. So if there's an X on that tile, I'm going to just also knock on that tile, take a look to see if there's any kind of hollowness. There is hollowness. The tile is hollow, which means there's a significant chance that that was caused by water damage. So as an estimator, I'm going to be rewriting up all of the tile flooring here in this laundry room. I'll take it to the adjacent room real quick. Right here, you can see it's hollow. Okay. Is that water damage caused by this event? We don't know for sure, but I'm going to lean towards a yes. And the reason is because you can tell, and I'm going to show you in a little bit, that the water actually spread to most of the house. So why wouldn't it spread here? Especially here, look, it's all solid. Okay. So you can tell that the grout here has been affected by this, leak that was happening. So the next thing we do is if we see that there's damage to the wall, we want to look at the adjacent room and see what's going on. So we do a quick little inspection here. Don't really see much. It seems to me like the water went that way. Okay, and you'll see how it went this way as well. Every house is leaning towards one way or the other. This one seems to be leaning sort of like in this direction here. So over here, there's not really much damage here. Probably won't write up the bathroom because it just seems like a little bit of a stretch. But as we were walking out, we did notice this. I don't even know, Anton, can the camera even catch this? But all of this is bubbling. All of this has got severe water damage underneath, and I can prove it. Let me take my trusty little, this is one of my favorite tools, okay? I only carry two tools, a measuring laser measure and a water moisture detector. I'm gonna put this sucker on wood and watch this. All of this, look at how all of this is bubbling up. Okay, and here's another one. I noticed this. Okay, that probably means a mitigation company was out here and it was reading wet. Let's see if they're right. Nope. There it is. We've got water coming up there as well. That means this wall is going to be affected at least up to about here. Okay, now here's the kicker. Are you ready? This floor, so this is where the water damage is contained. However, this floor, laminate flooring, is continuous throughout most of the house. So now that's how you turn a what seems to be very small and significant loss into something of value that will go well beyond the deductible and should definitely be claimed. So we'll show you its continuous floor throughout pretty much most of the house. All right. No, it makes it worse. Look where I'm standing. Come over here. You see what I'm seeing? Look at. Yeah.
I had been looking for an accountant for years, and I was unable to find anybody that I liked, that I worked with, and was able to do what I needed to be done to my taxes and to my accountant. Jeremy David at Noble Wealth has been a godsend to me, my family, and my company. We have saved so much money in taxes I can't even begin to describe, and he knows what he's doing. You need to call Jeremy at Noble Wealth and get yourself the right accountant, because he's the man who's going to help you save on taxes. Because ultimately, you don't want to be making money, especially if you're self-employed, and having it all go to the IRS. Call Jeremy, call Noble Wealth, and they will help you tremendously with the entire accounting process and your tax situation from A to Z.
Continuous four here. Yep. So I got, see, I'm only taking a photo of the threshold. All right. So, is it the same floor? That's different.
This is
That
continuous.
looks the same.
It is.
Yeah, but they'll try to stop us here.
Because there's a threshold.
Yep. But that's fine, we'll do it anyway.
That's why I was in here.
Right. Nothing in there. I don't think anything in here. And here. Alrighty. That's it. All right, now we write it up. And this room, no. This room, we will be continuous paint, though. I'm still gonna write up every room though, because I wouldn't write up flooring, but I'm gonna write up the paint.
Gotcha.
Continuous walls.
Everybody needs an attorney on their side. So whether you're a public adjuster, a contractor, or anyone else in the insurance claims business, make sure that you have an attorney that you could rely on, that you can go to for questions whenever you need it. That guy for me for the last 12 years has been David Farber. David Farber is the owner of the Farber Law Firm, and he has been there for me from the beginning of my career until now. And I would love for him to be able to help you as well. So make sure you call him at this number here and visit his website so you can learn more about the amazing David Farber of the Farber Law Firm.
So what did we do there? We found the damage, okay? We knew there was gonna be damage and we were able to find it, and we were able to, you know, a lot of public adjusters, you know, what's a very term that I don't like to use and it gets misused all the time. It's called maximizing the claim, but I understand the other side of it. Maximizing the claim is not inventing anything. It's not writing anything that shouldn't be written. It's going in and understanding where the damage is and what the construction process is going to be, the extensive part of the construction process that a homeowner may not know. You know, they may not know, well, oh, I see this damage that needs to be fixed. And then they get paid a couple thousand dollars, and then they call the contractor who comes in and says, well, all your flooring needs to be replaced because this is gonna be an eyesore now. And they don't know that, but we know that. So that is the way that we just basically maximize this claim, by literally writing up all the flooring in the house because of the little part that was damaged. We wrote up the tile flooring because there was significant hollow tiles that is very significant to most likely the water corroding and eating up at the grout. And you know, we have to throw all that stuff, that all has to be claimed now. And it gives us definitely a lot more negotiating room. Again, another thing that people don't like is saying negotiating room, but ultimately it kind of is what it is. But if I don't write it up, I cannot argue it. But I have to make sure that everything I do write up in this scope and in this estimate, I have to be able to argue it. And that's what we did here. I mean, we probably turned a claim that maybe they thought was a couple thousand dollars into easy five figures. So that's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Commercial Claim Show, how you find loss, how you inspect it, out on the field again with Anton, with Lori now too. We're kicking butt here, guys. Let's keep going. See you later. Peace out.